It's the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. We are back from the Figgy for this special edition of the 21st show that we taped on Saturday in the Quad Cities. We're back in Moline, Illinois at Mercado on 5th for a special Day of the Dead celebration, Dia de los Muertos. We're going to sample some of the food, art, music. There's a parade here, and let's get started. I'm just going to begin by asking, can you tell me who you are and what you do?
Sure. Maria Ontiveros. I'm the president and co-founder of Mercado on 5th.
So what are we out here today? Tell us about what people can see if they were here.
Today, Mercado on 5th is hosting the second annual Dia de los Muertos parade in Moline. It is a gorgeous day, and we have over 50 beautiful entries. A lot of people decorated altars to honor their loved ones who have passed away. We also have a lot of people with painted faces and traditional outfits. It's a gorgeous display of color, celebration of life, and those who have come before us.
You yourself have a monarch butterfly theme going on. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. Monarch butterflies migrate to Mexico around the time of Dia de los Muertos. And so people have started to associate the two together. It's said that the monarchs carry the souls of the dead back to Mexico.
So you have face paint, you have a beautiful headband and some wings. There's a parade you mentioned. There's also a lot of food out here, right?
Yes, this year we were having a pre-party where people could come down and have lunch, get their faces painted, buy some great retail items from our Mercado on 5th vendors, and then come back afterwards. All these vendors are still going to be set up after the parade until 8 p.m. And we have a lot of surprises in store for afterward, as well as a headliner band that starts at 6, a big banda from Chicago we're excited about.
Can you talk about, and I think we've talked before, about the Latino communities in the Quad Cities and the presence here and what Mercado means to them?
The Latino community is strong here in the Quad Cities and growing, and the Mercado on 5th means a lot. It's a place where the Hispanic community can come and feel proud of their culture, but it's also a welcoming and inclusive environment that everyone can come and appreciate Hispanic culture together. And so it's had a dual effect of increasing pride, but also understanding for the whole Quad Cities to understand Hispanic culture a little bit better.
So it's the Dia de los Muertos. Is there anyone that you're remembering today?
Well, two. Well, actually, I've got several people in my family that I'm remembering. The first is my grandmother, Blenda, who passed away this year. And actually, she visited the forest in Michoacan where the butterflies come to. And so, the butterfly theme is also an homage to her, who loved monarch butterflies. And also her husband, my grandfather, Bob, who helped found Mercado on 5th. This was his vision to create a place that spurred economic activity for the Hispanic community and also provided a gathering space for the neighborhood in which he grew up. But we have posters with several of our family members that we're going to be holding in the parade today.
Maria Ontiveros, thank you for speaking with us and thanks for having us here today.
Thank you.
Yeah, so my name is Mariela Treviño, and my business is called Rosarios QC. You can find me on Facebook as Rosarios QC. I've been in business. This is my third year, and my second year here at Mercado on 5th.
Did I hear you say you make these?
I made some, and then they sold out at the beginning of the Mercado season.
Okay.
So this is the last day of the year that I'm going to be selling, so I'm discounting a lot of things. Like, these are $20, originally $35. And yeah, I'm just, because for the Day of the Dead, for people to have a rosary on their altar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How long does it take to make one of these?
It depends, maybe 30 minutes. Yeah, maybe an hour, depending on the bead and then depending if I have my nails done or not, because, you have to, put the beads through the string.
It's fine work.
Yeah.
Do you find a particular style is more popular than others?
Yes, the most popular are probably the longer rosaries because there's a lot of people that like to wear it as a necklace.
Oh.
This gold plated, this gold rosary does very popular, and the ones with the flower petals, those have sold out on me a lot this season.
Very nice.
Yeah.
This may be too personal a question. Do you pray while you're making the rosary, or?
I don't pray while I make the rosary, but yes, the rosary is for prayer, right?
Do people still do that? I don't know. It depends on the culture, maybe, I guess.
Yes. Yeah. So rosaries tend to be more for, I think, Catholic religion are the ones who use it the most.
Yeah, yeah.
My brother is actually a Catholic priest.
Oh, wow.
I just love rosaries. I collect rosaries. I have my own personal collection at home of 400 rosaries that I will never sell.
400?
Yes. And then these I do sell. But I just love how different you can make a rosary and it still means the same, you know.
What's one of your favorite pieces in your own collection?
My first rosary was in my collection. My first rosary in my collection, because I don't know when my very, very first rosary was. Right. Probably when I was baptized. I don't know.
I had a blue plastic one when I was a kid.
Yeah. My first rosary in my collection was given to me at 15 years old, and that's when I became passionate about rosaries and collecting rosaries. It was given to me by my cousin, who unfortunately passed away last year, and he gave me just a long wood bead rosary. And at first, it was at church. It was at a retiro. I don't know how to say retiro in English. Like
retreat.
Yes, thank you. And I was just there. I was 15. I'm still, you know, asking who is God, you know, what's the Bible, all that stuff. And I was not into, you know, religion as much. And when he gave me that rosary, I think that's when I'm like, wow, that's when I got interested, you know, in the significance of a rosary and why you use it and the prayers used for it. And then just from there, I just started collecting, and I just became very passionate about it.
Thank you so much for your
Thank
time.
You. Yeah.
Mi nombre es Arnulfo Montejano. Aquí del Mariachi Campiranos de Peoria, Illinois, un servidor.
My name is Arnulfo Montejano, and I'm with the Mariachi Campiranos from Peoria, Illinois. We've been coming to the Quad Cities for the past 13 years, participating at the Mercado on 5th, and in that time we've met so many people, and it's been an honor to come here and participate in this event, especially with the community here growing. There's been just a lot more unity among Hispanic and Latinos in both Illinois and in Iowa. Here is just like the frontier at home. Again, it's great that they are doing this, and it's an honor to be here.
Es arpa tradicional. Sí, el mariachi originalmente empezó con arpa.
So this is a traditional harp. Mariachi originally started with just a harp, and it only had four other instruments as well. Joining the harp was the guitarrón, a special instrument that serves as the bass. There was also two violins as well as a trumpet. So that's typical of the mariachi style known as Vargas, but it's modernized a lot since. Actually, a lot of times modern mariachi does not even include a harp today, but many people are still aware of it and still want to hear it. Many people do associate the harp with different types of music or a different class of music, but while the harp is international in many other forms of music around the world, it still has a place in mariachi. Typically, many modern mariachi bands don't use it because it's a bit of a complicated instrument. It's very heavy to carry, but luckily, I've been playing the harp since I was 8 years old, and I always liked it, so I always do what I can.
All right, let's head down to the parade. This is about a block away from the Mercado. Toward the river here in Moline. Thank you. old-timey fire truck coming by now. I gotta say, that is the most dystopian fire horn I've ever heard in my entire life. Combined with the scary clown mask of the driver, I'm gonna have nightmares about this.
My name is Wendy Murillo. I'm from Des Moines, Iowa.
Okay. Tell me about your horse.
This is Dooley. She's my horse I use for my Escaramuza team. It's a Mexican traditional drill team where we ride side saddle.
Oh, wow.
And there's 8 women that we ride together. And we, like, it's just like a drill team. Like, we ride.
It's a drill team. Like, you have choreography?
Yeah. It's a lot of, like a constant speed of a gallop, and we do crosses, like spins together.
Oh, wow.
It's all categorized. Yeah,
that sounds amazing.
Yeah, and we
the horse looks beautiful. Talk about the hair, or the, I don't know what you say, the neck, the mane. That's the term. It's all braided.
Yeah, she's ready right now, but in competitions we had to take him out. But the side saddle, all 8 girls have to have the same saddles, same sombreros, the same dresses. Every like accessory has to be the same, even the same color boots. It's very, our rules are very strict.
Okay.
And in the men's side, the chattels, they don't really have to match. It's just like the girl's side that everything has to match.
Of course,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Have you been doing this long?
Yeah, I've been riding since I was 11 and been in the team since I was 11.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
11 years.
Yeah. And this year we had our qualifier in Iowa. So we qualified to go to nationals in Mexico next month. So that's our next step, what we're going towards.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I'm really looking forward to seeing it in action.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, good luck.
My name is Draven Zertucci, and I'm from East Moline, Illinois.
And so I understand you were commissioned to paint the, I don't know what you call those things. It's like a kids can cut out. Oh, yeah, that's it. Kids can go stick their face in there and someone takes a picture. Talk about your design.
So I really wanted to factor in a lot of my culture. So when I was making it, I was really thinking about Day of the Dead and how much color there is and how vibrant it is, and then the colors of Mexico, like green, white, and red. So I just wanted to make sure I could incorporate everything, and I was very like detail oriented, so it took me forever because I was making sure that I got every crease right, all the shading right, but I took it very seriously.
How long did it take?
About 3 weeks.
It's big. It's, what is it, like 6 feet tall, feet tall?
This is my first time doing it. Well, I shouldn't say first time, because I work with QC Metro Arts, the mural group, so I helped with the big giant painting then, but this is my first time like doing this as an individual, and I've never painted that huge, so this is like a pretty big deal for me.
Yeah. You're a high schooler, yeah?
Yeah, I'm 17, I'm a senior.
Have you done art your whole life, or is that something you're passionate about?
Yeah, I've been doing art since I can remember. I remember, like, ever since I was little, I took a lot of inspiration from my dad, and he used to do art in college and whatnot, and I would look through his sketchbooks, and I'd be like, I want to be like that one day, and now my dad says that I'm even better than him, so I guess I succeeded.
That's all the time we have for our show today. We do love hearing what you think about what we've been talking about on the program and your suggestions for future guests or stories. Email talk@21stshow.org. That's talk@21stshow.org. You can find that address and every other way to contact us, including our voicemail line. It's all on our website, which again, 21stshow.org. We've got our past programs there, or you can find us most places you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify. Just search for The 21st Show. The 21st Show is produced by
Christine Hatfield,
Kennedy Vincent, and
Jose Zepeda.
Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. IPM's Director of News and Public Affairs is
Reginald Hardwick.
The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media from Mercado on 5th in the Quad Cities, USA. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.